Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 365. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
Ant, what is going on, sir?
What isn't going on these days? I don't know. It's spring.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure because I'm hearing we got somewhere between like 8 and 11 inches of snow yesterday.
You up where you are?
Yeah.
Holy cow. No, it's been like in the 20s down here on Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's like 15 degrees outside right now, which means all that snow is now ice.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I went out yesterday. I thought it was kind of funny because every once in a while I get like a hankering for something and it pushes me out the door.
Okay.
And I really and my back's been bothering me lately. I was miserable. I was like, I want an iced tea. I don't care if I die getting it. So I got in my car and drove. And this is Dunkin' Donuts nearby. And I like their iced tea.
I heard about it.
Yeah, I went and got the iced tea and the guy gives it to me and I give him my card. He's like, no, no, no. He's like, don't worry about it.
Whoa.
And I'm like, you sure? He's like, yeah. He's like, please just make it home safe because it was really snowing.
Here's a complimentary Sherpa to get you back home.
Exactly. It's like I would have probably had a better shot getting there like in like snowshoes or like the tennis rackets on my shoes, whatever.
You just hook like sleds to the two cats and just be like no.
Like it would have been my Lord of the Rings. like I got to get to Dunkin' Donuts for my iced tea. It's snowed all day yesterday. It looks beautiful outside.
Oh, it usually does. Yeah, when
it looks beautiful, but it's freezing out. So very happy I'm indoors.
Not for nothing, I love that weather, but not when it's supposed to be spring. I'll take it when it's supposed to be the winter. So.
No. I'll take it whenever I can get it. Give it to me in July.
Oh well, yeah. I'm not designed for heat. Though I might be soon. Who knows?
Uh-oh.
We'll see what happens.
You're finally getting air conditioning?
I'm getting no. Not that. I have good air. So, all right. Since you mentioned air conditioning, I just got to mention it on YouTube. I don't know why I don't remember which episode it was. It's a very early, like 108, 109 episode or something like that. But it keeps popping up in my feed for some reason, which is really weird. I'm like, all right. So I had to click on it. I think it was shortly after we did an expo, actually in Brooklyn, we did an expo. This is when I lived in the basement and the air conditioner was right behind me and it must have been hot as Hades down there because you can just hear like a of the air conditioner behind me. I don't know how we didn't just stop and restart.
Did Michael Bay do it?
No, it's I can't remember the guy's name, but it's not Michael Bay. It's a guy who I think he directed Coraline. He directed a lot of like the stop motion movies.
Okay.
Or he was part of those something because I know they showed Coraline. Like, hey, he directed something.
Yes.
I'll do a quick update. I'm not getting into it. Don't get me wrong. But because when I did the solo episode a few weeks ago about everything going on with me and my diabetes, everything's going really good. I'll just do a quick update to everyone out there. I'm down like 25 pounds.
Wow. Like
the highest I've ever been. So it's
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's fantastic progress.
And the reason why I say that is because this shirt I'm wearing right now, which is a classic Super Mario Brothers character shirt, which I've worn in the past, and in the past has been very, very snug on me. Today, now it's just snug.
Okay.
So, but I'm very happy, and that's why I kind of broke it out. You haven't seen me wear this in a long time.
You're down 25 pounds. I'm down 2.5.
There you go. Good for you. But your starting point, I'm sure, was way better than mine.
a tad.
So going good. And so
that's good. I'm really happy to hear that.
No. Thank you. Thank you. So
good stuff. Can we allot that to the Ring Fit Adventure or the Wii U or the Wii Board?
No, you can chalk it up to Mounjaro. Thank you, pharmaceuticals.
Very nice.
No, I haven't broken the. Actually, I haven't done.
I haven't played that game yet. Or is that a new character in Mortal Kombat?
It's a hell of a character. I'll tell you that much. Makes you forget to eat. But it's a hell of a wonder drug. Soon. All joking aside, I this has just been honestly just changing diet and yes, the medication. But I am. Now that the weather's getting better, I'm going to start walking and everything, which then will also allow me in here to start incorporating more stuff. As far as,
Nice.
yes, Ring Fit Adventure. I don't know about the Wii U. I don't even know if I still have the balance board. I gotta see
Beat
if I still.
Saber.
Yeah, but then I gotta hook up my.
It's worth it.
Oh no, I can't. Oh no, I can, right? Because PS5 has a an
There's an
adapter.
adapter. There's an adapter for it,
Okay,
yeah.
all right. Maybe I will. I
Yeah.
gotta find a place for my
So
stupid camera though. Oh well, I'll figure it out.
all
But in
right.
any event.
Or you go old school, get the track meet
I should.
for NES.
Pokemon Go. I don't know why I just don't have Pokemon Go.
Let me tell you something. When Pokemon Go first came out, I was walking all over California. I really was.
Yeah, oh, I believe everyone was. And the first week of Pokemon Go, I remember the biggest complaint the first week of Pokemon Go is everyone complaining how tired they are
Yes, how
and their
tired
feet
they
hurting.
were, and then there were news pieces that came out where people like walked off cliffs and stuff like that
Oh,
because they weren't paying
100%.
attention.
Yeah,
That's
no, the
like
stupidity
literally walked
levels.
off a cliff. I'm like, I don't that's some serious gaming.
Look, if the guy who invented the Segway, no, not Segway, what do they call that thing? Yeah, Segway.
Yeah, the segue, didn't
Yeah,
he?
Segway. He
He
drove
fell.
right off the side of a cliff.
Yes, he did.
Yep. So that can happen. It can happen to anybody.
It's very true. Irony. Thou art fickle.
Oofa. So I haven't broke out any of the exercise equipment, but I did break out a little bit more of my I guess this term is lack of a better term, minis. I broke out another one and I'm unable to show it physically here because of the size of it, but I'll put a
Okay.
picture up. Been a little while and I broke out my Capcom Home Arcade,
Oh, that monstrosity. I
which is.
didn't even realize you still had it.
Oh God, yeah. Giant arcade stick for two players, which is awesome. You know, together,
Yeah.
it's one piece unit. But I don't know who in Capcom R&D, when they were coming up with the design for this thing, decided to go, all right, we need to put something on. You want to go with a matte black finish, maybe like a two-tone, like our logo. Our logo. How about we slap the logo on the unit and just cut it out the like the logo.
It's die cut for, yeah, it's a die cut
Yeah.
Capcom logo.
And it just says it's a, as you'll see on the video, it just says Capcom on it. And it is the most, at the same time, I'm going to quote Bart Simpson from, or I'll paraphrase Bart Simpson one time when he said, I didn't think it was possible for this to both suck and blow at the same time. The way it looks is a disaster. But the way it plays is amazing. 16 games on it. I actually did an unboxing when I first got it
Yeah, I remember that. I remember
eons
that.
ago. Just going to run through the 16 games because one of which is the only, this is the only way, short of like an emulator or a ROM, to play one of these games. But it's 1944, The Loot Masters, Armored Warrior, Capcom Sports Club, Captain Commando, Cyberbots, Darkstalkers, Echo Fighters, Final Fight, Amazing Ghouls and Ghosts, Giga Wings, Mega Man the Power Battle, Pro Gear, Street Fighter 2, Hyper Fighting, Strider, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, and the one game that's really only available officially on this unit, the arcade version of Alien versus Predator. Which is kind of like almost like the game. That was kind of like the reason to get this thing,
Yeah, exactly. It's a great game.
AVP. So I booted it up. Lo and behold, I didn't realize there was an update to it because it's Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, duh.
So I'm like, oh, maybe there's like a new game or something. But sometimes that happens, a new game.
Yeah, it does.
No new games, but just, quality of life and everything like that updated. But, to break it out, it reminds me of when my parents got me the USS Flag, the giant G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Yes.
And they literally had to rearrange my room in order for me to be able to play with this thing. They had to move my bed. They had to move everything around. I'm sure they highly regretted buying me this toy for Christmas.
I'm sure they did.
For me to have to, to break this out, to clear off the coffee table and everything. But it was just so much fun to play. And of course, I mostly played 1944, but Alien versus Predator. Oh my God, such an amazing arcade
Yeah,
game.
it's a fun game.
So I had fun with that, and I totally forgot, never released here in the US, so I definitely had it imported, probably from England. But good luck trying to find a copy because this thing is, I think, pretty much nowhere to be found anymore. So, but that's pretty much what I did this week. Just broke that out and yeah, really not much else. It's kind of a slow week this week as far as gaming is concerned.
Yeah, gaming wise for me, there wasn't well, there was a lot of gaming, but it was a lot of my familiar games because I needed short things. I needed short things to play for my own peace of mind because I was laid up with my back for a few
Oh,
days.
boo.
Sometimes my back just doesn't want to work. Which is a great excuse to play video games, but at the same time, it's like my patience is like at an absolute zero. So it's like, what can I play that's not going to make me throw controllers?
Well,
So,
with your history, not much.
yeah, that's true. So there were a few. The WWF Legends 64, the one that I told you
Yes,
about.
yes.
I did play a little bit of
Oh.
that, and it's awesome.
How is the Royal Rumble mode?
The Royal Rumble mode is great. What I recommend is not watching the Royal Rumble mode. I recommend taking part in it, but do not watch it because I did one where it's just like, oh, cool. I'll set up an old school Rumble and watch it through. And it took like over 2 hours. And I was
Awesome.
like, wow. I was like, I could have watched like a whole pay-per-view,
Wait.
in
And
that
that's just
time.
one rumble. It wasn't like a men's rumble and a women's rumble. It was just one Royal Rumble.
No. There aren't they didn't create enough women in the game to do a women's rumble.
Fair.
So, but in fact, I think there were only two women in the game.
What's
Yeah,
that?
and I think they're both as managers. It's
Oh,
just
okay.
Sensational Sherry and Elizabeth, I believe.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah, Sapphire might be in there too.
Sweet Sapphire.
Sweet Sapphire. So played a little bit of that on my PC because it's a free downloadable game that somebody created. It was a fan made. Love letter to 80s wrestling, 80s early 90s wrestling. So that was really cool. And then there was a lot of Dead by Daylight this week, because that was the game where it's just like, I can each match is about 15, 20 minutes and I
Yeah,
can
that's
do that and
short. Yeah.
reset. Yeah, I can do that and reset. A little bit of Tears of the Kingdom, but I mean very little because I would like complete one side mission and then shut it off because I was just like literally like I had no patience this week. So it was like I was trying to play super quick and fast games.
You're picking
So
games that aren't necessarily quick and fast. I mean, Dead by
right.
Daylight, yes.
Yeah, but that's why I mean like I would do something like play like 15, 20 minutes and then I'd have to and then I'd take a break.
You got to get those glasses they sell. Not like the Apple Vision Pro. Not that though. That's awesome. But like they sell glasses that, they look like regular sunglasses, but they do hook up to like your TV or a video game system, and they just you lay down on your bed, and then you just play. It's like they say sometimes it's like having like a 100-foot television screen in front of you.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't have a problem in front of my TV because, like, my couch is a recliner.
Yeah.
So
You
I
get
was
the
just,
angles if you're laying down. You got to get the angles.
yeah, true. So, well, that's something to think about for the future. Although I'd like to think that I don't want to become an invalid so that I need those.
That's a good reason, yeah.
Yeah, good reason. So that was really it. For my gaming stuff. There've been so many games though, I have to say, like I keep looking at my collection now that I have it out,
Oh, yeah, right.
now that I have it out and I'm slowly adding everything to the Polymega. I have so much that it's taking me a
Still
while.
not done with that. Interesting. Okay.
No, I haven't had time.
I
I was
figured
just,
you'd.
don't forget, I was just gone for 2 weeks.
This is true. Very
I
true.
was
So
traveling for 2 weeks.
whoever's
Yeah.
watching your house, tell them to load up the Polymega.
Yeah, I'd be like, when you come to watch the cats, I need you to do something else while you're here.
If you break it, you buy it.
Yes, and if you break it, you buy it. It's only $800.
There you go.
So no, I'm still transferring to the Polymega. That's just a slow-going
All right.
process.
Fair enough.
I'll eventually get it all done, and by the time I get it all done, there'll be a new system that comes out to do it too.
100%, and I'm still thinking about what's going to be next.
I'm very happy. I'm sticking with that Polymega. That
No,
is it.
I just meant like whatever like the next
Oh,
system
got it.
would be or
Oh, but
whatever.
I did buy two games
Oh,
this week.
okay.
New games, not
It's
old stuff.
fair.
I picked up because we're on the road to WrestleMania, and
Yes.
although I don't really watch wrestling all that much anymore, this is the season that I will pay attention. So
It's gonna be a good one too.
yeah, the card looks really good. So I did pick up I picked up WWE 2K24,
Yes, okay.
which I just installed last night. Like, I'm not even kidding you. I didn't even have the patience to install a game. It's and I literally threw it in and like hobbled away from my television yesterday. I said, "Go do. I'm gonna go take a nap." So I just got all that installed, and then I went through the My Faction tutorial, and I have
I did
no
that too,
idea.
yeah.
I have no idea what's going on.
Not a clue.
Nope. So yeah, game. Look, wrestling games to me are, I just want to turn them on and play. I don't want to learn about, look, there's a new card-based system and there's all of this stuff. And I'm like, nope. Let me just play. I'll do the GM mode type of thing once in a while
That
because
looks fun. Yeah, I do want to try that. Yeah.
because that brings me back to like when we used to use TNM on
Oh,
the PC.
yes. Yep.
And I know we showcased that a couple months ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so I like that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like I don't want to like I'm not really interested in like card-based games and things like that. It's like I just want to play. So I installed that, but earlier last week I picked up AEW Fight Forever.
Yes, how's that?
I've never watched their show,
Okay.
but half the roster is are people I know.
Oh
So it's like,
yeah.
yeah. So
20
it's like,
pounds of buying
okay, so
everybody up.
yeah, plus AEW specifically went out and got THQ, who
Yep.
did probably the best wrestling games ever made, which are the WCW and WWF games of the mid to late 90s
Yep.
on the N64. So coming in, I had high hopes for this game because I was like, okay, I go, if it plays anything like those, it'll probably be one of my new favorite games. And I'd like to just say officially, it does.
Excellent,
It
excellent.
play, you know, the control scheme is almost exact to what the N64 games were.
Okay.
It plays just like that. It's super fun. And it just brought me back. I'm like, if they made games like this, like if they made No Mercy style games for every wrestling game moving forward, I'd be perfectly happy. I was like, it's easy to understand. It plays really well. It's super fun. Just no complaints there. And then, compile that with Legend 64, which I just found on, which I found on the PC. I'm like, I'm in like wrestling gaming heaven now with all these wrestling games.
And then wait till next year when Ultra Pro Wrestling drops. We were just talking about it before we started recording. I backed it on Kickstarter, and they're getting a ton of legit legend. I'm not going to rifle all of them, but the British Bulldogs, Demolition, Paul Orndorff, just to name a few, Matt Cardona recently, and the Motor City Machine Gun. So I think these companies are realizing, well, not 2K, but a lot of the other companies are realizing, where the bread and butter was back in the day, and they're really trying to get back to it. So yeah, I haven't purchased Fight Forever yet, but now based on your recommendation, I definitely looking forward to it. Cool, sounds good. And I will say this, the one game I have been playing this week has been Contra Operation Galuga.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, chef's kiss. Game is phenomenal. And then just re real quick, I don't know why I didn't think of doing this when I first put the game in. I've had the game, I don't know, it's been out for like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know, something like that. It never, and I got it on the PS5. It never dawned on me to try and put the Konami code in.
Oh, of
I
course.
don't know why. It
Why
just,
wouldn't you?
I don't know. I probably because I figured it's 2024. What are they going to do with the code? I don't know.
Give you
Whatever.
more lives?
Hold on. So online, then they put like WayForward or Konami. It's like we have a transmission interrupted or whatever. It's a secret code. And it's the code up, up, down, down, left, right, BA. I'm like, oh, okay. And then someone posted either a meme or a post underneath it, just like putting in like brackets or whatever, going, staring at DualShock, don't know what to do because there's no B and A
There's no
buttons.
BA.
And I'm sitting there and I'm going, what the hell do I use for BA?
XO.
No, so well, that's what I thought, XO, but then I went online and I had to search it because I tried my best. It ended up being
Square triangle.
square cross,
Square
square
X.
cross. So I'm like, why didn't I even try that? But you do it, it's very cool. It does unlock, there's perks in the game that you can purchase,
Okay.
not real money with points that you get.
Yeah.
And one of the perks is you can unlock, it's like 5,000 points, but you can unlock 30 lives, which I think becomes permanent if you do that. And it also unlocks music, alternate music,
Oh,
not
okay.
only from Contra, from Castlevania, and from something else I can't remember. But the game is it's a must purchase now. I'm telling you, it's still on sale for a little while, meaning like I think it's like 10% off. So
Okay.
I highly recommend that. So.
All right. Cool. It's definitely one I have on my list. The reason why I don't always jump the gun and buy things right away is because I don't know. I know I'm not going to play them right away.
No, I get it. Plus the
Yeah.
physical, I mean, you buying the, because the physical copy is available through Limited Run, and those are going to take forever to ship anyway.
That's
So
true.
you might as
So
well, by the time you purchase it, exactly.
I might as well put my order in now. It'll take 8 months.
Exactly. So, all right. So with that, we're going to move right along, and we're going to get into we're going to get right into it. Let's get into Game of the Week.
Yeah, we're going into game of the week.
Because I was actually very, I even though I picked it, I kind of forgot how fun this is, and it's been a long time since I actually played it. And of course, we're talking about Metal Slug,
Yes.
available almost everywhere. It's insane. But Ant, what was your thoughts on this? Do you even have a history with this game or anything like that?
My history of it is about 3 hours old,
Okay.
and I have never played Metal Slug before because I never played it in the arcade.
Really?
No,
Oh, I played it
no,
all the time in the arcade.
no.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was a game that never really I
Stuck
never,
out to you?
yeah. Well, not only that, I don't think I really ever crossed paths with it. My Neo Geo exposure in arcades was very limited,
Oh, me too. Don't get me wrong. I think it
so.
was like for us, we're going local buddies and probably, I don't even know if Funtime had a Neo Geo.
I don't think Funtime had a Neo Geo,
I
and
don't think so.
I don't remember going to Buddies and seeing one either. It might have been after I stopped going to Buddies.
And maybe it wasn't Buddies for you,
But
maybe it was somewhere else.
the Neo Geo that I remember, the one Neo Geo machine I remember when I was younger, was either in the video store or the pizza store around the corner from me. At one point, one of them had a Neo Geo. I
Okay.
think it was the video store. And Metal Slug wasn't one of the four games.
Yeah, which is I find weird, but
Yeah, I
okay.
remember King of Monsters was definitely one of them because
Great game.
that was the one that I played all the time. I
Great
loved
game,
King of
yeah.
Monsters. So no, so I never had experience with Metal Slug. So this was a first play for me.
Okay.
And I did it on my fancy new, which I just bought in December, Neo Geo Pocket that
Ah,
I picked up
yes.
in Singapore.
Oh, please tell me you played it on that.
I did play it on here because
Yes.
I played it on there because I learned today that it has a mini HDMI and I don't have that. So I couldn't hook it up to the TV. I had it all set up for the TV and I'm like, wait, this doesn't fit. I'm like,
Something
oh man.
shrunk.
Yeah. I'm like, what happened here? I was like, they shrunk everything. So I just played it on the screen here,
Oh,
which
I can't imagine what it was like playing like that. I mean, I
annoying.
can, but
Annoying because I've told you why I don't own Game Boys and stuff like that.
still a silly reason, but I accept it.
Yes, I know. But so I did play it on there, and I have to say, like again, going into it kind of blind, I knew it was a side scroller. I had no idea it was essentially just a like a just another version of Contra.
If you will, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it plays like Contra. You run around, you know, you're running and gunning, and you get power-ups for your gun and different gun types and stuff like that. But all in all, like I only got through the first like three levels, I think. So
Okay,
I
that's
didn't
not
get
bad.
ter yeah.
It's a tough game.
Yeah, I didn't get terribly far, and I was playing on a very small screen, which I didn't like. But I ha yeah, no, I have to say I had a blast with it. Like if I had it hooked up to a TV, I would have probably kept going and tried to play it all the way through.
That's fair. I mean, that little, in all fairness, that little, not the screen, but just even the little controls is tough to
Yeah.
play for a long period of time.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say, like, it was a lot of fun. The
Okay.
graphics looked really solid.
Popped.
I liked the different gun variations. Those were really cool. The one thing that I did run into, and again, this is just type, like, if I play it longer, I'll understand it. Like, I think it's on level two where you're on a bridge, but then boats are coming underneath
Oh
you.
yeah, I like
And
that. Yeah.
so I kept dropping down to shoot at the boats to make the boats sink. But then when the boats start to sink, I can't find a way to jump back up. So then I die. So
There's a way.
I go
That
down with
that's
the ship.
more
It was like
yeah.
Titanic over and over again.
Just going straight down.
Exactly. And that's what kept happening. So like I but again, it could pop, you know, I was just assuming like if it was on a bigger TV, I'd probably be able to see how to get up there.
I
This
did
was
the
so
exact same
small.
thing. I did the
Yeah, this
exact
was so
same
small.
small.
But yeah, no, like it instantly gave me that Contra feel, which was a great thing. And I had a lot of fun with it. And I definitely want to play through it again. My only gripe with it, if I had to pick one right now, and again, it's kind of like I don't feel like I've played it long enough to give a full review for it, even though I know these are supposed to be our Game of the Week reviews. My one gripe with it is it feels too much like Contra. So like it almost feels like just a Contra
Really?
ripoff, like a Neo.
Interesting.
Yeah, like
Okay.
right now it just feels like a Contra ripoff for Neo Geo. And that, you know, and again, there are worse things. You can say it's an homage, even though they didn't plan it to be that way. But that's exactly what I felt like. And I'm just like, yeah, I was like, okay. But still super fun. And I'm sure you can say that about a number of Contra-like games.
Oh yeah, and I feel like, you know, kind of like how like Metroidvania became the title because of how popular Metroid and Castlevania were. Like a Contra-like game is just we do that because Contra is so popular
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
good.
Like
But I hear what
Contra's
you're
the one
talking
we
about.
go, yeah, Contra's the one we go back to for those type of
I mean, it's
games.
the genre is run and gun, so that you know what I mean.
Yes.
So it is what it is. But nevertheless, all right. Love that you played it on the little Neo Geo. Just to let you know, and this runs through March 28th, and for $5, I would tell you just go and buy it. The Metal Slug Anthology on PS5, well, PS4, but you can play it on PS5.
Oh,
It's normally
okay.
$20. It's down to $5, and it has Metal Slug 1 through 6 plus Metal Slug X,
Okay.
which it.
Well, after we're done recording, I'm doing some purchasing.
Yeah, definitely,
Because
definitely well worth it.
I really do want to play through it. So, yeah.
So definitely, or buy a mini HDMI wire. But if you buy a mini HDMI, because this is how I played it. I have it hooked up over there, so I'm not going to show it, but Anthony showed his. I played it on my Neo Geo Mini. And I do have a mini HDMI adapter. I also have, which saved me a lot of time, the Neo Geo controller
Oh, very
that
nice.
plugs into the Neo Geo Mini as well.
Yeah.
So this helped out tremendously as well. But I did because I have the Metal Slug Anthology for the Wii. So I did pop that in at first to play. Because
Okay.
you can use the you can just hold the
Controller
Wii remote
sideways.
sideways. Yep, the Wiimote sideways. Though I couldn't figure out how to
You don't
throw
have
them.
the pro controller for Wii, the
No,
Switch?
I do, but here's the thing. It doesn't well, class they call it the classic controller, and I say that for a reason, because the North American version of Metal Slug Anthology did not have classic controller support.
Yeah.
The Japanese version or the European version did. We didn't. We had GameCube controller support for that
Okay.
game, but I'm playing it on my Wii U, which, as far
Oh,
as
the
I
Wii
know,
U.
does
Okay.
not have GameCube controller ports.
Got
So,
it.
and then with the Wiimote, you just shake the Wiimote and that throws your bomb, your grenade, which I should have
Got
figured
it.
out. But in any event, I ended up, and just for fun, I ended up hooking up the Neo Geo Mini, played it off of that. And
Nice.
yes, the game is phenomenal. As much as I love shoot 'em ups, because of Contra, I do love running guns. So I got a kick out of playing this game again. And I've always played this game short spurts. Like I never sat down to play it. Even the arcade, I got my butt kicked all the time, as you're supposed to, because that's what keeps feeding the quarters.
Right.
But I probably, and you'll see the gameplay this Thursday, when I post it. I probably got the furthest I've ever got in Metal Slug playing it this go around.
Oh, nice.
Very happy with it.
Progress.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, makes me now want to go back and play it more. And of course, all the other versions of Metal Slug. Like I said, there's 7 versions on the anthology game. So, and not only that, but like if you say, like if you fall in love with the series, you can get Metal Slug Double X. That's on available on the PlayStation
Oh,
Store right
nice.
now. And even I think a version of Metal Slug 3. So, yeah, straight up shoot 'em up. And, you know, considering the fact that when I was a kid, I didn't have $500 to own a home console of the Neo Geo and a port of the game on one of their
None of us did.
giant thing. So,
Yeah,
and
the was it $200 or $300
it
cartridges?
legit was maybe like $200 or $300. But just to go over it real fast, how available this game is. Of course, it's available on, you know, the arcade. It was also available, here we go, on Neo Geo CD, the Sega Saturn, the PlayStation, the Virtual Consoles, PlayStation Network, Windows, Switch, It's on like two or three different compilations, not even counting the minis,
Wow.
Which are about three or four different minis. In fact, the only SNK compilation that I know of that doesn't feature any version of Metal Slug is their 40th anniversary collection, which I find hysterical. That
Odd.
game's not on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to say it's hard to find this game, that is
Not true.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, for now, $5, totally worth it. I love the humor of the game. It is very, you know, funny at points, especially like rescuing all the hostages. Thank you. Thank you. And I also love the it's a very small thing, but like you talk about all the different weapons in the game, the machine guns, the shotgun, the flamethrower, the rockets. But if you want us, because all those have limited ammo, but if you get up and close to the enemies, you just automatically slice them with a knife.
Yes, I did like that.
So
that
that
animation was cool.
I always love, and the animation, let's just talk about the animation. It just looks so big. Wait till you see it on a full screen. It looks amazing, the animation. It runs so fluidly, as you would expect from Neo Geo games, in fact. So I just love the look of it. I love the kind of the tongue in cheek of it at some points. And of course, just run and gun being what it is. So very happy I picked this one, and I will be revisiting it like I have so far almost all of these games of weeks that we've been doing. So with that being said, Ant, you're up next.
All right, Larry. So it's my turn for game of the week.
That it is.
And as we know, we talked about it earlier on the show because we love talking about wrestling. Next week is WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
Which I know you're looking forward to. So
I am.
So I think, obviously, I almost feel like this should be an annual tradition when we get to this week, as we gotta pick a wrestling game.
Works
so
I'm for
gonna
me.
So I'm going to pick a wrestling game for game of the week. And you might have to do a little legwork on this one. When I say legwork, I mean installation work, because I am going to pick WWF Legend 64, the fan-made game on the PC.
Our first fan-made game and first PC game. Okay.
Yep. So, but it's really, it's based, it's No Mercy. It's No Mercy. It's just got a complete 80s, early 90s WWF overhaul. So all that right. is going to be our game of the week. We'll include, you know, for those of you who are watching, just there'll be a link.
Yes,
there'll
absolutely.
Be a link in the there'll be a link there for you to go check it out, and if you want to download it and install it and play along with us, that'll be fun. So
absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see, Larry, what you think of Legend 64.
I will definitely play that to my heart's content. So all right, we're gonna look forward to that. Yes, we'll have the link in the description. And you know what, I'm gonna use this opportunity then for a cheap plug of my own, if I may, real fast.
Go ahead, plug
speaking
away.
Of WrestleMania, I am, after WrestleMania or as of WrestleMania, I plan on bringing back my podcast, Talking More Wrestling, because it's just everything's hot right now in wrestling. And I'm going to also bring back, because a lot of people have mentioned it and asked about it, so I'm going to appease some of you out there. I'm going to bring back the live watch along that I did for WrestleMania. Definitely night one. Because I'm having a small get together for night one, but I'll have a live watch along. So check that out. Just follow on my page at More365. I'll start posting stuff on there. So check that out. And nice. By then, I might also have a little more information about Legends 64.
There you go. All right, awesome. That sounds good.
Yes. All right. With that, let's get into it, Ant. Let's get into news.
Yep. Let's get into our retro news for this week. Got a few things.
All right.
So first off, retro birthdays. Going to go through these quickly. Oddly enough, no retro birthdays on console.
Really? Interesting.
This week. Yeah, which is a first. But again, we stick to the 5-year increments.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there are plenty of birthdays on console, just not ones we're going to bring up. First one I'm actually going to start with is an interesting one, and I'm curious to see if you would consider this a retro game or not.
Uh-oh.
2009, so it's the 15th retro birthday. It was the debut of the New York Times crossword puzzle on the iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had it on the iPhone. I thought it was just still in the papers. Okay.
It's been on the iPhone for 15 years.
How is it getting there? See, to me, like 20 is kind of the mark for me.
Well, we had selected 15 because we put 360 Wii and PS3 into the retro. That's why we added 15.
No, the time is just but sands in an hourglass for me at this point.
It's just because as we get
then like, in that case
three generations, I think we go back three generations, right? Because we have our current generation, the last one, and then the one before that, we go retro.
Well, shoot, if you're talking iPhones, forget about it. It's about 12 generations. At 15 generations.
It's 15 generations. So it's definitely a retro iPhone. Yes. There's no question about that. All right. Moving on to 1999. This is the 25th retro birthday for a Star Wars game that, to my knowledge, only came out on Windows. I don't believe it ever came out on another system. I could be wrong. Somebody correct me if I am. Star Wars X-Wing Alliance.
Ooh.
Interesting. It could be that a version of it came out on something else, but the research I did, it looked like it only came out on Windows.
It's possible. A lot of Star Wars games just on Windows.
Windows.
Yeah, so I think it's Windows only. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Windows only. So this is the 25th retro birthday of that game.
Okay.
Would be interesting to see that pop up in like a compilation of some kind, since it hasn't been
re-released. They just did the Battlefront collection.
Yeah, re-release, I saw that.
And Dark Forces. So
yeah, so I think it would just be a matter of time before this winds up somewhere. Yeah. And then the last retro birthday to bring up, this is going back to 1994.
Ooh.
So 30th retro birthday for the Elder Scrolls Arena on DOS.
Oh, you want to talk about old.
Yeah, we're going back to pre-Windows. So Elder Scrolls Arena, I just wanted to bring that up because, you know, Elder Scrolls is still to this day in the conversations. You know, Elder Scrolls, was it five? I want to say five. Yeah, like Elder Scrolls is still going strong. So
six is on its way.
Yeah, six is on its way. So Elder Scrolls still going strong. Wanted to give a nice 30th retro birthday out to Elder Scrolls Arena. If you've ever played that on DOS, would love to hear about your experiences on that one.
Well, right now you can download it, I believe, for free on Steam.
There you go.
So
it looks really
good too. I gotta get myself a Steam Deck.
Yeah, I might have to put that on my Steam Deck then and play.
And it is
so,
free.
So
Arena's right.
If it's free, it's definitely. If it's for free, it's for me. Right? Boom. Remember that? All right. On to retro news.
Yes.
I sent you this actually, I think, yesterday or the day before, Larry, just in our regular chat. The Sims, right? The Sims. Yep. Everybody knows what The Sims, you know, the Sims game is. Very, very popular series. It is now going to be getting a movie.
Yes, it is. Look at everything. Right?
We're getting a live action movie of The Sims. The producing company, that has been found is Lucky Chap. And that is Margot Robbie's film company.
Excellent.
So she's going to be producing The Sims movie. Okay. That'll be really interesting to see. If they're going to make a Sims movie, I don't want any dialogue. I want the bubbles over their head with the symbols.
Listen, if you didn't want Charles Martinet to play Mario for an entire movie, I don't know if you're going to get your wish again.
I'm not going to get my wish, but it'll be...
That would be funny, though.
It has to at least be in a scene.
Yes.
Like, there has to be one scene where they walk in and they're in the hot tub and you just see the bubbles up top.
And a pixelated at some point. Pixelated, yes.
The pixelated thing.
They all better have the things over their heads the whole time.
Yes. Hey, you know what? Margot Robbie hit it out of the park playing Barbie. I can totally see her playing the lead in Sims.
Oh, 100%. Too, so. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. All right, moving on. This is a little bit, well, kind of newer news. Super Mario Maker on the Super Mario Maker, a very popular game on the Wii U.
Great game.
And then on the Switch.
Yep.
So the Wii U's online store is shutting down on April 8th, right?
Is it April 8th? I didn't realize it was that close.
Yeah, April 8th. It's coming up. Team 0%. They're well known online. They're all about, they're completionists. They're about completing everything in a game, right?
Okay.
They set out to complete every community made Super Mario Maker board before the Wii U online closed on April 8th.
I sure hope there was more than one person doing that.
They just finally completed the last board called trimming the herbs. It took them a while to finish. And it was at the end of the day, they completed over 25,000 unbeaten levels
Wow.
since last October. So within
Wow.
4.5 months, their team went through 25,000 levels that nobody else was able to beat.
Good Lord. Okay, I was gonna say I thought they were doing literally all of them. I'm like, there's more than 25,000. But yeah, I can hear 25,000 unbeaten levels.
Yeah.
So, all
Well,
right.
I think they might have beaten like all the beatable levels. Like they were ch
Yeah.
then they were ticking off all these
All
other
right,
ones.
because there's
So
gotta be a
congratulations to
gajillion.
Team 0%
Cool.
for completing all the Super Mario Maker community levels.
Very
That's quite a
nice.
feat right there.
That is great game.
Moving on, the Nintendo Museum that is currently
I
in
saw
development
this.
in Kyoto, Japan. It was announced in 2021. It was supposed to be finishing up this month, March 2024. They just recently announced that they are a little bit behind. So the completion date will be April 30th. So at the end of
Oh, not that
April,
far. What,
yeah,
just
not far
laying
at
the
all.
rugs at this point?
Yeah, I guess so. So at the end of April, the Nintendo Museum will be completed and open for business in Kyoto, Japan. I am very, very excited about this because I believe I'm going back to Japan at some point this year.
Ooh.
So there will be a trip to Kyoto.
There will be a video then.
There will definitely be a video,
Yes.
and I will probably get kicked out.
Make
Sir,
sure you
are no
film that as well.
videos. Here I am with the Retro Gamers Podcast, getting arrested at the Nintendo Museum.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. I hope there's a Miyamoto animatronic. All
Awesome.
right, moving on. Another retro game that's coming to Nintendo Switch.
Ooh.
Well, no, this one's already been announced. Pre-orders
Oh.
are up. Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door.
Oh, yes.
That's coming out soon too. May 23rd.
Yeah, they announced the release date for that, and we just mentioned too, yeah.
Yep. There is a pre-order bundle if you order it through the My Nintendo store that's been announced. And what it comes with, this is the My Nintendo store in Europe,
Okay,
actually.
okay.
The My Nintendo store in Europe, if you pre-order the Paper Mario game, you get a small buildable battle stage.
Oh, that's
It's kind of
awesome.
like one of those 3D, like a 3D card, like a 3D Hallmark card type of thing. And it's got the full stage, and it's got like two or three rows of audience toads.
Oh,
And then you have all the and then you have all the characters on the stage. It looks really, really cool.
that's
Toads,
awesome.
Koopas, and Goombas are in the audience. Yeah, it's just really, really cool. So
Very
for
cool.
those of you who like to get those little pre-order bonuses, up, and there's the
I might
original
have, that's the
GameCube
original.
version.
I might
There
have to
you
pop
go.
that in before I get the new one.
I've never played Paper Mario, and I've always wanted to.
I played very little of this
Oh,
one,
don't
the
drop it.
original GameCube one, so we'll see.
Nice. Okay, moving on. A new trailer dropped. This game we brought up recently, when they announced it, because I thought it was kind of cool. It's kind of a parody of Castlevania II: Simon's Quest.
Oh, yes, I
Yes,
can't wait.
so
Yes.
it's called The Transylvania Adventure of Simon Quest.
Yeah.
They just dropped a trailer. It's coming out in 2025, and when you watch the trailer, there's definitely no question that this is a parody of Castlevania II. Looks really fun. Actually looks really funny. And then here's from the press release just a little bit of the copy. The Transylvania Adventure of Simon Quest is a parody homage platformer set in a dark 8-bit world. Rival Stan Helsing robs Simon of fame by killing Count Dracula first. Reclaim your glory by resurrecting Dracula piece by piece and slaying the Dark Count yourself.
Sounds familiar.
Yep. Except the whole Van Helsing one-upped you, and now you're like, nope. I want that credit.
Yes.
So look for that in
It looks
2025, and you can
gorgeous.
you can check out the trailer. The trailer looks really cool.
Yep.
Switching over to Atari, there are some really super rare Atari items currently up for auction. So
Oh.
Larry, I think you need to make some room in your apartment.
It's going to be so tough.
So three of the items that are going up for auction. And this is going to be at where's the website that's going to be at? I'm
eBay?
sorry. No, this is
No.
RR Auctions. So
RR, the letters?
letters, RR. RR Auctions
Oops.
will feature rare Atari items, including there's also a bunch of Apple hardware, which you're probably going to
Gotcha.
go look at, like a functional Apple I computer,
Oh my gosh.
iMacs, iPods, iPhones, but they're also selling Al Alcorn's Atari Cosmos prototype,
Really?
which never got released, the original schematics for Pong,
Ooh, I like
yep,
a good
which
schematic.
I would love to have that on my wall, and a working computer space arcade machine,
Really?
which is
Wow.
the very first arcade machine made.
Holy cow.
So for those of you who like to collect and have a buttload of money, and I don't, because I checked my lottery tickets and I did not win Mega Millions, and I
Oh,
definitely did
please.
not win a Powerball either.
Honestly, what the deuce? No one has up to 1 point something.
Yeah, I know. So if you want to drop some major money on some old school Atari items, go check out RR Auctions.
Definitely check that out.
Here's a couple of fun little things.
Okay.
For those of you who like to collect action figures,
Oh,
there are some video game.
nerds.
Yes, there are. Yeah, I know, right? Not like those super losers who take the pop figures out of their boxes.
They look beautiful out of their boxes. They can breathe.
Yeah, because we all know plastic needs air. So Sega is
Sega?
releasing two new action figures,
No.
and they're both very interesting. One of them is Altered Beast. It's the actual beast form of Altered Beast, which is really cool.
Okay.
So the werewolf from Altered Beast transforms into an action figure from Jax.
Oh,
It
wow.
includes a spirit ball accessory, and it will be exclusive at Walmart in the next several weeks.
Okay.
So if you happen to be at Walmart and you want to collect an Altered Beast figure, you can.
Sounds good.
Additionally, if you happen to like Streets of Rage,
Oh.
there is an Axel Storm figure.
Love that name.
Yep, Axel. I'm sorry, Axel Stone, not Storm. Axel Stone.
Even better.
I said Storm. Axel Stone is going to be released. His action figure will come with a grand uppercut effect to his
Awesome.
accessory. So basically, it's like a little flame for his to add to his fist for the punch. So again, and these figures are fully posable. He's the Streets of Rage 2 iteration of him. So if
Okay.
you're a big Streets of Rage fan, you can go check that out also at Walmart. I think this is all going to be part of a series that releases
Oh, gotcha.
because the packaging for the two are the same.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I doubt they would only be releasing two figures. We may get some more news of additional ones.
All right.
So we'll see.
Check it out.
So there's that. And then one okay, so I'm going to talk about this one. And I think this one I like this story because it's going to lead us into a topic I think that we can talk about next week.
Okay.
So somebody dug up an interview with Shigeru Miyamoto from back in 2013. This was around the time Pikmin 3 was being released for the Wii U.
Okay.
And not sure exactly how it came about, but it was a discussion about me like Miyamoto talked about the one bad game that like if he had like I don't know if he was asked it, but like it came around to a conversation of what game did you make that you considered bad?
Oh, wow. One of his games.
Yeah,
I
it
can't
was
even
one of his
imagine.
games. One of his games that he can't that and he admit that he admitted was bad. It's funny too because when he brought when what he brought up wasn't surprising to me, but it was the reasoning behind
Okay.
why he said it was bad. I don't think he necessarily is saying the game is bad,
I'm
but
assuming he probably thinks whatever game, I don't know what game it is, but I got to imagine it has to do with like having to cook in the middle of gameplay and having to like warm yourself or something with spicy food.
No. That's
Was
just
this?
you, you sad sack.
Wow. Someone does not feel well and is very cranky. Okay.
I am very cranky. But you're actually in the ballpark, because the game that he picked for as bad was Zelda 2: The Adventures of Link.
Really?
Specifically, though, specifically, there's a caveat to this. Specifically on the Famicom disk system.
Okay.
And the reason why he picked it as like the worst game that he's ever made is because there were very long load times between, you know, when you go to the overworld you have to go, you transition, or an enemy hits you and you go in. I know you you have it right there.
Maybe, I don't know.
I should have brought it. I think I bought it for you at some point, didn't I?
I don't remember anymore. Yeah.
I know I got you Castlevania.
Yes, Castlevania have on disc.
Yeah. So,
but I don't have, no, I don't have Zelda 2.
Oh, I bought Zelda for myself. I know.
How rude.
You never asked me for it.
Because I didn't want it.
You never asked me for a disc system either.
Well, that might change when you go, because I believe I can hook the disc system to the analog.
Nice. So. Okay. So anyway, so he said the biggest problem with it was like the load times were so long between that it just made the game like unplayable. So it made me think of an interesting topic, which I would love to do next week with you.
Okay.
Which would be, and this is diving into, you know, I'm sure we can come up with a million games, but like, you know, maybe come up with like five games. Were like games that are so bad that you wish they didn't exist.
Oh.
No.
Wait a minute.
So that is going to be, I pulled out my headphones.
You broke your headphones, and we're right at the end
too.
Too
excited there. So so I think like I'd love for us to talk about that. Like games that were so bad you wish they didn't exist. I'm going to try and pick like one from like a few different consoles.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Do we have our full consoles available? Because I feel like we shouldn't talk about any full consoles for this topic.
Oh, no, I think that's okay.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll talk more.
We'll talk more about that, because, but you know, far be it for me to state the obvious, but everybody already knows that. Anyway, and then the very, very last bit of news.
Yes.
Since you love to bring up the whole idea of games about cooking and stuff like that, it just always behooves me. It puts a smile on my face to tell you that The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom just won two more awards at the 2024 Game Developers Choice Awards.
Are these, we're in March already, the end of March, for crying out loud.
Yep, it has been recognized for having the best technology and best innovation of any game over the past year. So congratulations to Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom for racking up two more awards. Just awesomeness right there. And that is the end of Retro News.
You're not feeling well, so I'll give you that one. I will allow you that.
Oh no, you'll give me everything.
All right. Well, with that, we're gonna wrap everything up then. And Ant, one more time, or actually for the first time this episode.
The first time.
They find us.
You guys can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube and Spotify at RetroGamersPodcast. And you can email us at email@theretrogamers.com.
And speaking of X, we don't do a lot. We kind of let X go to the wayside, but not anymore. We're going to do more. We're going to promote more on X. So for those who are on X and they follow us, or if you haven't yet, definitely start following us, because we're going to do more on X. So be on the lookout for that. And with that, we will wrap it up. Ant, have a healthier week.
Oh, thank you. Well, you have a good week as well. And next week, we'll talk bad gaming, and maybe we'll celebrate something.
Maybe. I we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We still have to get there first. Yes, and we folks, we'll catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.